Good morning. Just so there's introduction here, my name is Bob Ogden. For those who might be a visitor today, don't know who I'm in, because Pastor Bob would normally be preaching, and you might not know me, but I'm an elder here at North Street Christian Church. Pastor Bob's leading the service on the second service called Celebration Marriage Sunday, right? Okay. So I'll be providing the message today. Since I do not have the benefit of knowing what you would like to hear, I will present a message that I am very excited about. I will present a message that goes all the way back to the days of the creation and between the days of creation and the flood. I have been a student of this book of Genesis for over 30 years, and I still find it very educational. And I'm always looking for jewels of truth from God from there. And today we'll get some insight on the age of the earth. We'll also learn what the English meanings are for the Hebrew words that are used for the names of the generations from Adam to Noah through Seth. I learned about this first from a website. You should have been given a white paper handout. It's 8.5 by 11 as you came through the narthex. Raise your hand if you do not have one. We'll be using that today. Everybody has one. Okay, good. Very good. The one side, the front side, is where pencils are for you to fill in. I hope there's enough pencils to fill in. The back side is a record of the age of the earth to today. Before we get started, though, let's pray that God will be guiding us through this message and that His message has been spoken. Dear Heavenly Father, you claim that where two or three of your children are gathered in your name, that you would be there also. We welcome the Holy Spirit in our midst and ask for His understanding of your words from the Bible. We pray this in the most precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's get started by reading Genesis 5, 1 through 2, 1 through 32, and also Genesis 7, 6 will be the last verse we look at for that series of ages and names. The version I'm reading from is the English Standard Version. 5:1 starts out, "This is the book of the generations of Adam. When God created man, He made him in the likeness of God. Male and female, He created them. And He blessed them and named them man when they were created. When Adam had lived 130 years, he fathered a son in his own likeness, after his image, and named him Seth. The days of Adam, after he fathered Seth, were 800 years, and he had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. When Seth had lived 105 years, he fathered Enosh. Seth lived after he fathered Enosh 807 years, and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Seth were 912 years. When Enosh had lived 90 years, he fathered Kenan. Enosh lived after he fathered Kenan 815 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Enosh were 905 years and he died. When Kenan had lived 70 years, he fathered Mahalalel. Kenan lived after he fathered Mahalalel 840 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. When Jared had lived 162 years, he fathered Enoch. Jared lived after he fathered Enoch 800 years, and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he fathered Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Enoch were 365 years, And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, but God took him. When Methuselah had lived 187 years, he fathered Lamech. Methuselah lived after he fathered Lamech 782 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Methuselah was 969 years, and he died. When Lamech had lived 182 years, he fathered a son and called his name Noah, saying, out of the ground that the Lord has cursed, this one shall bring us relief from our work and from the painful soil of our hands. Lamech lived after he fathered Noah 595 years, and he had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. Noah was 500 years old, and he fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Then turn to chapter 7, verse 6. It says that Noah was 600 years old when the flood of the waters came upon the earth. Now, this is the primary scripture verses for our message. It is in the names of the 10 generations of men from Adam to Noah where we find the gospel in Genesis. Genesis 3:15 points to the gospel of a coming Savior when it says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Now, the Bible is an integrated message and is made up of 66 books penned by 40 authors with the help of the Holy Spirit over thousands of years. And it is an integrated whole and bears evidence of supernatural design, such as these verses in chapter 5, which support Genesis 3:15. Jesus confirms this too in Matthew 5, verses 17 and 18, as it reads what the Lord says. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota nor a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Genesis chapter 5 is one of the chapters of the Bible that most people pass over because they think of it as simply a genealogy, but it is much more. In our Bible, we read Hebrew names, but what do they mean in English? This is one of the things we will look at. The other thing we will look at is how this chapter of the Scripture provides us a written record of the ages that determine how old the earth was when the great flood came in Noah's day. You should recall that Adam was created on the sixth day of creation. Let's get started. But do not forget to fill in your blanks in the handout just below the words Hebrew to English translations with ages of the fathers as we proceed. Let's start with Adam. His name means man, or human being, or mankind. You should write in that word in the first blank. Just write in man. Adam was 130 years old when he fathered Seth. You should write in that number in the blank to the right of the first blank. You should write the definition of each name as is defined, and then number with the appropriate age for each age that's mentioned. Next, Seth means appointed or substituted. Eve, his mother, said in Genesis 4:25, for God has appointed for me another offspring instead of Abel, for Cain killed him. Write in the word appointed in the first blank of the second row. Seth was 105 years old and when his son Enosh was born. Write in that number in the blank on the right column of that second row. Enosh means mortal. Enosh, E-N-O-S-H, means mortal. And this is a weaker version of the word for man, for it is translated frail. It is from the root anosh, which is to be incurable, used of a wound, a grief, a woe, sickness or wickedness. You should write in mortal in the third row. It was at that time that people began to call on the name of the Lord, and that's according to Genesis 4:26. According to Genesis 5:9, Enosh was 90 years old when Kenan was born. You should write in the number 90 in the third row. Now, some versions of the Bible spell his name Canaan, C-A-I-N-A-N, instead of K-E-N-A-N-N. The word nesting is a good English translation of this word and of a similar word, Canaan, the land given to God to the Israelites. Write in nesting for Canaan. Now, Canaan or Kenan, whichever name you prefer, was 70 years old when his son Mahalalel was born. Genesis 5:12 tells us that. According to the English translations of this Hebrew name, Mahalalel can mean the blessed or praised. And the ending of this name, El, is the word for God. Thus, Mahalalel can mean the blessed God. Write this. Now, there's only two blanks there, but write in the blessed God there. Mahalalel was only 65 years old when his son Jared was born. Jared is from the verb yared, according to Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, and means shall come down. Or it can be translated as downward or descent. You can write in shall come down. According to Genesis 5:18, Jared was 162 years old when his son Enoch was born. His name means teaching. It can mean commencement, to train up or initiate, but the word teaching is one that fits there. Enoch may have been the first person to prophesy about the second coming of Christ. I say this because he's prophesied this, and it was quoted all the way in Jude 14 and 15, which is the second to the last book of the Bible. It says, "It was also about these that Enoch, the seventh seed from Adam, prophesied, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his holy ones, to execute judgment on all and to convict all the ungodly of all the deeds of the ungodliness that they had committed in such ungodly way and of all the harsh things that ungodly sinners have spoken against him." We will look at that again. Getting back to Genesis 5, Methuselah was born when his father Enoch was only 65 years old. Of course, to us, that is a very old age to be raising children, isn't it? But have you noticed how this age seems young compared to some of the other ages of the fathers mentioned? Methuselah comes from the word muth, a root that means death, and from shalak, which means to bring or send forth. His full name can be translated, "His death shall bring." His death shall bring. Indeed, the year that Methuselah died is the year when the great flood was brought forth. His life, in effect, could have been a symbol of God's mercy in forestalling the coming judgment. It seems fitting that his lifetime is the oldest in the Bible. This reminds us of the extensiveness of God's mercy today, even wanting none to perish, so that he withholds his rightful judgment on our evil world today, giving all men plenty of time to come to him. In Genesis 5:24, it says that Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. This act of being taken by God might be similar to the act we call the term raptured. Many Christians today, including myself, believe that they will be raptured before the coming period of the Great Tribulation, which was prophesied in 1 Thessalonians 4:17, where it reads, "Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Now, getting back to our primary message, while we were looking at the Hebrew names and their English names, meanings, are you keeping track of the ages of these fathers when their sons were born? Methuselah was 187 years old when his son, Lamech, was born. The word Lamech is a word whose root is still evident in our English language. Lament and lamentations. It suggests despair or despairing. Right in despairing. Lamech was 182 years old when his son Noah was born. You can add up now what the years from the creation of Adam to the birth of Noah. It should add up to 1,056. The name Noah is derived from Nachana, meaning to bring relief, comfort, or rest. This prophecy may have been fulfilled while the ark was floating on the waters for many months. Being on the ark at that time may have brought Noah and his other family members much rest from the evil that surrounded them while they were being righteous before the Lord. In Genesis 7:6, we read that the flood started when Noah was 600 years old. Adding that number to the 1,056, we already have, that would give us 1,656. That's what you should have. This is one of the two things that we were to accomplish today. Now, do you realize we have just added up the age of the earth from the creation to the great flood by reading the genealogy of Adam to Noah in a little-known portion of the Bible? And think about this. Many of these men lived to be over 800 or 900 years old, and we read that they all had sons and daughters. If these men and their wives were living that long back then, the earth could have been filled with billions of people before the flood. Now, let's look at the other thing we were to look at today. Let's learn how the gospel is recorded in the English definition of these names. One by one, starting with Adam, the word meaning man. Seth means appointed. Enosh means mortal. Kening means nesting. Mahalalel means the blessed God. Jared means shall come down. Enoch means teaching. Methuselah means his death shall bring. Lamech means despairing people. And Noah means rest. The gospel in Genesis thus reads, man is appointed mortal humiliation, but the blessed God shall come down, teaching that his death shall bring the despairing people rest. Mortal nesting. Man is appointed mortal nesting, but the blessed God shall come down, teaching that his death shall bring the despairing people rest. This demonstrates that in the earliest chapters of the Book of Genesis, God could have already laid out his plan of redemption for the sin predicament of fallen mankind. It is a love story written in the blood of Christ on a wooden cross that was erected in Judea about 2,492 years after the great flood. You can add these years up too by reading Genesis 7, 8, 11, 25, and 28 and studying some ancient calendars. If billions of people had already rejected God in only 1,656 years before the flood, then how many more may have rejected him during the following approximately 2,459 years before the Christ was born? Now there are over 5.5 billion people still living on the earth. In the 2,010 years since Christ's birth, there have been many more billions of people born and many have died. How many millions, billions have rejected his gift of eternal life since the flood dried up about 4,469 years ago? We understand the message of our Savior coming to die on the cross for us, don't we? You and I have heard it many times, but do you believe it? Does it stir you to repent? Is the evil around you so comfortable that you're content to remain in it or be like it? That is how these people were before the flood. Today, the evil in this world is so great that God has to judge it. Do you know why? Because he promised he would. Remember Enoch's prophecy recorded in Jude 14 and 15? Let's review it. Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment on all, to convict all the ungodly of all their deeds of ungodliness that they have committed in such an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things that ungodly sinners have spoken against him. He promises to us, and to those who may ask, how long will the believers have to wait for justice to be done? I believe these believers may be part of the despairing people whom God came down to provide rest for. The believers' hope for salvation comes from believing in Jesus Christ, who died for them and everyone else who would believe in him and on the cross at Calvary. The world before Noah built the ark of salvation was so evil that God's judgment came by water in the universal flood. God's mercy had been demonstrated for 120 years since then. In Genesis 6:3, we see that. Then the Lord said, my spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh. His days shall be 120 years. Noah preached to the people, telling them they needed to repent before the flood would come to kill them. He built the ark for people could see it for many years. As great a preacher Noah was, or may have been, however, only 8 people were saved. They were his immediate family, he, his wife, his 3 sons, and their wives. How many years would a preacher today keep his job if his church only had 8 believers in it? God is the judge, not people. And sure enough, the flood came, and when those billions of people all over the world saw the floods rising up over their heads, I just imagine that they may have asked to be saved. But it was too late, according to Genesis 7:16, as God had already raised a ramp up and closed the door to the ark. Later, God promised in Genesis 9:14-17 that he would never again allow the waters to come to flood us or destroy all flesh. And in Revelation 16:8, the sun is given power to scorch people with fire. In Revelation 21:8, we see evil people being portioned in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Which type of pain would you prefer to suffer from, drowning or burning? I personally prefer drowning, although that would be very painful. But it's, I think, less painful than burning. Yet we do not have to die either way. For Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Man, died in our place to take the Father's wrath on himself so that we do not have to receive that wrath. He lived perfectly life, sinless life, and he died a perfectly sinless death because he knew that is the only way the world could be saved from God the Father's holy wrath. Noah had preached for many years asking evil people to avoid death by water. Preaching about Jesus Christ and his way to salvation and to avoid death by fire has been going on for about 1,977 years since his death on the cross. It also has been preached over through the Old Testament saints and prophets for most of approximately 4,469 years since the Great Flood ended. But when you look around, do you get the idea that many people do not want to give up their lives of sinful deceit, robbery, murder, hate, lust, childbirth, out of wedlock, immorality, or unbelief? Sin is rampant today. And not only that, but it is being celebrated as the right thing to do. When the Jesus message of salvation is being kicked to the curb, even in this so-called Christian nation, the USA. This nation is no better today, in my opinion, than what Israel was during the days when it was also turning away from God. What can you do? Repent, accept Jesus as your rightful Savior, pray to receive him as your Lord, and be rescued from the coming lake of fire, as those 8 were rescued from the coming waters. Let us pray first. If anyone wants to receive Christ, you may come forward during the invitation song. I'll be here to pray with you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, hear our prayer today. For you delivered us salvation, while Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried and he rose again the third day. He took the suffering and guilt for our wrongdoing, paid our penalty for us. He died and conquered death so we could live. If anyone comes to the Lord, let him do so through his free will to decide to make Jesus Christ the Lord of his life. I pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.